This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thank you for listening. We'll check your latest news and weather at the top of the hour. And, of course, we've got lots of our listeners who are home today struggling to get their taxes done on their final day. You got money on your mind. I completely understand that. Well, so does my next guest. His name is David Marlette. He is the guy behind a company called Blue Run Media and recently opened a subsidiary called Blue Run Crowdfund. The idea behind it is, why can't we crowdsource movies? After all, recently there was a Kickstarter campaign for a revival of the old TV show Veronica Mars, and it raised more money than any other Kickstarter campaign, something like $4 million. David Marlette joins me now. Welcome to America Weekend.
Hi.
Was that the inspiration for you to go into the crowdfunding movie business?
No, I've been in the film finance business for quite a long time, and I've also been in the crowdfund side of things, so it's really kind of bringing things together. I run the National Crowdfund Association, and we have been working on the new equity crowdfunding rules, which we can talk about if you want. But in any case, so it was just a natural outgrowth of that and of both of those things. And yes, Veronica Mars certainly kicked the door open on the possibilities for higher budget films to be crowdfunded.
When we talk about higher budgets, what kind of budgets are we talking about?
Well,
you're not going to fund Iron Man 3 or 4.
Higher,
right?
Relative to indie films, because up till Veronica Mars, the most that a film had financed through crowdfunding was about $450,000.
Uh-huh.
And Veronica Mars closed out at about $5.7 million.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were only asking for $2 million, so but it had a huge following. We're not going to see that repeated immediately, but we are going to start seeing, several million dollars raised through crowdfunding.
All right. Now, I have contributed myself to a couple of Kickstarter campaigns for a couple of documentaries. There's one now about one of my heroes, the amazing Randy, James Randy, and his life, and that will hopefully come out sometime later on this year. But I know that when I went to Kickstarter and I went to contribute to that, I actually wasn't looking for anything in return, but there were various levels of, if you give this much money, you'll get this, or you can get a DVD of the movie, or a screening of the movie, etc. Is that how most crowdfunding works and will work?
Well, that's how it does work right now, because it's called reward-based crowdfunding, where you're getting something, kind of the old PBS fund drive. You're getting, a copy of the DVD. You're going to get a T-shirt. You're going to get at different levels, all the way up till, I think in Veronica Mars, they had a walk-on role if you gave $10,000, something like that. But so it can vary, and that's one of the interesting things about it, is you get to, it's an exchange for your pledge, and then if all the money comes in, then your pledge becomes an actual contribution. Now, that's not the way it's going to always be at all. In fact, in the Jobs Act of last year, Congress authorized equity crowdfunding. So hopefully by the end of this year, SEC will have finally gotten off its duff and get the rules in place to allow to put that into action where you can get actual security.
So that means that I invest in a movie and I'm not just getting a DVD and the satisfaction of knowing that I contributed to something, but I actually own a piece of it?
That's right. You'll actually own a piece of it. And that won't be just films, of course. That'll be all across anything. It's going to absolutely revolutionize how we fund startups. And it's already the law of the land. The regulations haven't been written by the SEC. In fact, there was a hearing just last week kind of spanking the SEC for dragging their feet on it.
Yeah, but isn't Hollywood famous for never paying profits out to anybody? I remember James Garner had to sue for some piece of the Rockford Files, and there have been many, many times when people said, I own 10% of the movie and I haven't gotten a penny.
That's right, and I think that's what you're going to start seeing, new methods for giving clarity. In fact, that's one of the consulting things. One of the things that we're going to be bringing for equity is, if you support a film that we're involved in, there's a crystal, we require of the producers just absolute transparency so that people see it. So we're going to start seeing a difference in how that's done. But, one point I want to make real quick is that, especially for film, crowdfunding is nothing new. It's just, you're crowdfunding a film every time somebody buys a ticket at the box office. I mean, that's the crowd that's funding the, and I think it's real important that we realize that this is, The idea of crowdfunding a film is really where you're putting your money behind the movie before it gets shot, as opposed to after it gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not too much of a stretch. It's an interesting concept that of being able to come in and help shape what you want to see, as opposed to just simply either responding or not responding to what's already been made.
This is America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris, talking with David Marlett from Blue Run Crowdfund about the crowdfunding of movies. Have there been projects that have been successful after getting crowdfunding?
Oh, very. I mean, you know, there's about 30-some-odd films at South by Southwest this year that were crowdfunded. The short documentary won the Academy Award this year. It was crowdfunded. Last year, over $100 million was crowdfunded just for films and just on Kickstarter. And, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at. And this year it's going to be, you know, expected to be quite double. You know, last year was a $2.7 billion year in crowdfunding in all industries.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it's well on track to double that.
So, but have any of those been successful in that they didn't just get the project made, but they turned out to be a hit? I mean, I know the one about that won the Academy Award, the short there, but I'm talking about, has there been a feature-length movie that was crowdfunded and went to the box office, and people look about that and say, wow, now
no,
there's a success
no,
story?
No, yeah, because these films up to this point, even though it's $100 million, have all been relatively small indies.
Right.
And you're just not, the whole film industry has changed so rapidly in the last just even 5 years. Those films are not going to get to theaters. I mean, our theater system is really reserved for studio films. So it depends on what you call success. I mean, a lot of those filmmakers would call it success because they made a profit, but it may be a movie that people only saw on, on their video on demand. I mean, whatever that may be, Redbox or DirecTV or whatever.
Yep.
So, you know, it's in the film industry, there's a lot of different definitions of success, but I understand what you're saying as far as one that's, we all know that's, you know, but those are paid for. Those are $20-30 million films that are paid for out of the studio system.
Gotcha.
This is an opportunity for independent films, the little ones, and we're about to launch several ourselves. I mean, with some major talent involved. So this conversation would be pretty different if we were talking in just 2 or 3 months.
Okay. You know what? I'll tell you what. A year from now, we'll talk again and see how those projects did. But in the meantime, I'm curious because I looked up a little bit of your bio here, and I know you've raised money for a lot of commercial companies, you know, gas companies and real estate developers and that sort of stuff. And I'm curious, is raising money for movies sexier, thus easier?
It's more fun.
I mean, for the investor.
The savvy investors it's actually harder. It's on league with raising money for oil deals, oftentimes I've found. It's risky business. It's risky business. And for straight up equity investment, you got to know the film industry, it's a good place to lose a lot of money.
Don't say that to your investors, David.
But I'm saying that this is reality. I mean, you know, this is reality. And I think that's why, I guess, you know, you're more successful going in to raise money when you're honest about that and you realize what you're dealing with. So therefore, you better have your ducks in the row and be, you know, have all of that worked out ahead of time. But just answering your question honestly, it's a risky side of things. But there's also a lot of people who make a tremendous amount of money in it. You know, it's one of the second largest industries in the United States, so there's a tremendous amount of money to be made. It's just you got to pick those projects very wisely.
So therefore, since opening up the crowdfund subsidiary or Blue Run Media, have you had a lot of interest? Are there a lot of checkbooks that are ready to open for you?
We've had a lot of interest in what we're doing. One of the things that we're working on is matching dollars, where we bring in traditional investors to match a pledge against the crowd. In other words, if the crowd comes in for $1 million, then other dollars can come in. Other investors can put money in. And mm-hmm. they're just pledging to say, listen, if the crowd comes in, then we'll come in. There's some really interesting things that can be done. And, you know, and that really helps the investor sort of hedge against the success of this project. In other words, I'm not risking a dollar until a whole bunch of people of the audience have already endorsed the idea.
Yeah, but it's fascinating to me, and I'm serious. We will check back with you, and I hope you'll let us know as these crowdfunding projects go forward, and we'll see if there's any success of any of the ones that you're working on.
Great. Hope so.
Thanks very much for joining me. That's David Marlette. He's the guy who's trying to crowdfund movies. The company he runs is the Blue Run Crowdfund, a subsidiary of Blue Run Media. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Networks.
Paul Harris.
America.